Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's the last day of May 2022, day after Memorial Day. I hope you all had a good one. Hope you had an enjoyable three-day weekend. Okay, and we're back, and we're going to have some great shows this week. This one being the first one we're going to do, I've got Danielle Robinson here. Danielle is the Assistant Vice President of Corporate Philanthropy, and she's also the Executive Director at the Jackson Charitable Foundation, which I believe is part of the Jackson Insurance Company. We're going to learn more about that. She's over, I believe she's in Michigan, okay? And we're not just here to talk about them. We're here to talk about what they do in terms of how they have all these resources, free resources, I might add, for grade 7 to 12 to integrate financial literacy into everything you're doing, okay? And it's just really, really important. By the way, April was Financial Literacy Month. Okay, so I hope you put some dollars away, and we should do this as a pay call here so that I can find out if you did. In fact, it's going to be a nice show, so stick around. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. That's ace-ed.org. That's the American Consortium for Equity in Education, and financial literacy fits right in there beautifully. Every kid needs to understand about this and understand it, and we got to give them access to the ways that they will be successful with their financial literacy. That's key stuff. We always talk about career ready, and part of the career ready is being grown up. We talk about SEL, okay? And SEL is all about having the confidence and the abilities, okay, to get through life skills. So this is really good stuff. And again, this is 7 to 12. Over at ace-ed.org, okay, we have our new website. All these are linked. Teacher-retention.com. We are real concerned about teacher retention, teacher recruitment. We're running out of educators. We want every one of you to stay right where you are and keep teaching these kids. We know it's stressful out there, so we're trying to put together information, all that sort of stuff to help you stay and make those decisions, make it easier on school districts. We have SELtoday.org, again, all linked. We have our Equity Awards program, 27 categories for excellence in equity. Please check that all out. Everything's linked over there, including the brand new issue of our magazine, which is called Pre-K-12 Equity and Access, again, at ace-ed.org, which is where this podcast and all the others, okay, will be archived. All right, without further ado, I'm blabbing here. Let me bring on my new best friend in the world, Danielle Robinson. Hi, Danielle. It's Larry here.
Hello, Larry.
How are you?
Oh, it's great to be with you. I'm wonderful, and I did want to start by saying thanks for all you do to support educators. I love hearing
your
show.
Oh, what a sweetie. Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you to you guys for what you do to support kids, because it's so important and it wraps into so many things. I got to tell you, are you in Jackson, Michigan, by any chance?
Well, it's interesting. I'm in Lansing, Michigan, just about 40 minutes north of Jackson, yes.
And it's Jackson Insurance Company, right?
Jackson National Life Insurance Company, that's right.
Thank you, yes. And where are they located? In Lansing or
we
Jackson?
We are in Lansing. It is sort of confusing to be so close to Jackson, Michigan. But yes, yeah, we're in Lansing. And of course, I also represent Jackson Charitable Foundation, our charitable arm with the mission to advance financial education across the country.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to let you talk about that. Okay, so I'm going to keep harping this guy, with dear friend we work with who lives in Jackson, Michigan. Okay, does your company have anything to do with Jackson, Michigan? Anything?
Well, we have employees who live in Jackson and commute to our Lansing office. We would also, I likely assume, we have customers who are in Jackson, Michigan. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm just checking. Lansing, Michigan. Is there a college there by any chance?
Oh, sure. Those Spartans are in East Lansing.
Never heard of them.
What
school is that? Must be a small, tiny school. What school could that be?
Just Michigan State University, my alma mater.
There you go. You and 98% of Lansing. That's wonderful, Danielle. Spartans forever, as a matter of fact. Okay, this is great. All right. And by the way, Discovery Education, your partner in education, helped me set up the show. Thank you, everybody over at Discovery, and check all that out. It's really good stuff, and so is this. And everything, I Googled JacksonCharitableFoundation.org, and just some great stuff over here, and a lovely picture of all these kids. And is that you in the background there, Danielle?
If you're looking at the picture where Prudence is in the costume, that's me in the costume. You bet. Really glamorous
there you
work
go.
I'm doing.
Okay, good enough. Right. Welcome to the show, my new best
Thank
friend.
Thank you.
All right. This
Thank
is
you.
Great. How long have you been the executive director at the Charitable Foundation?
Yep, we've got 5 years under our belt running the foundation, and I have been executive director that entire time. Been with the company about 16 years looking after philanthropy all that time. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so assistant vice president, I'm going to get this straight because it's two titles, assistant vice president, corporate philanthropy. Okay, and part of the corporate philanthropy, I assume, is the Charitable Foundation, of which you are the executive director. Do I got it?
You got it.
Okay, good enough. All right. And you do the financial literacy, and I want to get into that, but I just want to just talk about the Charitable Foundation as a whole, if you want to, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Beyond the financial
literacy.
Go ahead, brag. Do it, brag.
Well, and I will tell you, our foundation is solely focused on financial education, helping people understand the basics of what it means to make smart financial decisions, how to earn, save, spend, and donate. Primarily working with school-age kids, kindergarten through college is really our sweet spot.
That is wonderful. And now I'm going to ask the question, why? Why did you start? Why did you folks start this?
I love that question. Yeah. I love that question. Well, so
you have great stuff over there.
Company.
But what made you start it? So go for it.
Yeah. Jackson is a retirement solutions company. We help people have confidence and clarity in retirement through our investment products. And, of course, when you're working with pre-retirees and retirees, something you learn and something you notice and observe is that many people aren't as prepared for retirement financially as they had hoped to be. But of course, we know that doesn't start at age 55, 60, 65. That's something that starts so much sooner with the financial decisions and learnings that we're all having throughout our lives. And Larry, I bet this is true for you too. It's true for me that when I think back on my own life, when I think of when I first learned about money and some of the behaviors that I saw modeled at home, things about money, they shape my money behaviors today. So our earliest memories of money really shape what we do in the future and as adults. And so we knew that if we could start earlier, giving students access to more financial education, starting more conversations at home about sound money management, that we could help people have a more sound financial future for their entire lives.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And when you go in and you talk to an educator, a teacher, and again, this is digital curriculum for ages 7 through 12, right? And also at home, if you need to use it at home. But it's for grades 7 to 12, am I correct? You just mentioned third grade, that's why I said that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, our Cha-Ching program is really geared toward elementary school students. We sponsor some curriculum for high school students out of the University of Chicago, but I would say the Cha-Ching Money Smart Kids program, which we do with Discovery Education, is primarily for elementary and middle school students.
Okay, great. That is fabulous. So we are starting these kids young. All right?
Yeah.
So now, when you go into a school, okay, and say to them, we have this wonderful, and it's free, by the free, so we've got this wonderful financial literacy resources. As a kindergarten or first grade teacher, what's the reaction of the teacher? I'm curious about that.
Well, the truth is that kids like talking about money.
Of course they do. They love money.
Yeah. Yeah, they do, and they have a lot of things to say about money and a lot of thoughts and ideas about money, and so it's a great topic to get students thinking and dreaming and talking about. But what we love about the Cha-Ching Money Smart Kids program, and that I think what teachers really love about it, is that it's sometimes we like to say it's like the Schoolhouse Rock for personal finance. It's a series of three-minute cartoon music videos. So they can use it in an elementary or middle school class. You can use it as a transitional activity to go between other content that you're working on with students, just do a video, or you can extend the learning with the activities that are included that have classroom activities that complement each of the music videos. And so I think what teachers like about it is that it's very turnkey for them. They can do kind of as little or as much as they want. We have these awesome five-minute educator prep guides that help them get prepared for the lesson. So if they want to actually do the classroom activity with the video, they can. And they can really take the learning, you know, at their own pace and work with their students in the way that works best for them.
It is so cool. And do you find that, and this is key, you know, kids get lost. I speak for myself, by the way. kids get lost in arithmetic, mathematics, if I may. It's a hard subject. All right, and one of the reasons that it's hard is that a lot of it, and I've been complaining about this for years from when I was a kid, it was out of context, okay? Mm-hmm. And because math is so hard for probably most of the people, okay? I'm not making an excuse. Everybody needs to do better and work harder in math, but it is harder, all right? And you know, you said so many people are ill-prepared for their retirement, mm-hmm. et cetera. And it goes back to people don't like math. They do what they can to avoid math, and that's, I'm not blaming anybody or coming down on math. It's just the way things are, all right? And this is, to me, the financial literacy side is a great way to put mathematics into context. You know, you just said it, kids love money. You know, mm-hmm. they do. All right. And when you talk to teachers about that, how do you find it? Are they integrated into math? Are the kids see the connection, the correlation between math and financial literacy? And maybe, Danielle, you want to talk about that a little more. What is the correlation between mathematics and financial literacy? Because everybody wants financial literacy and everybody hates math. That's everybody in quotes. Don't nail me, everybody. You know what I mean. Okay, go ahead. I mean,
yeah,
it's important
sure,
stuff.
Well, I like
context.
The point you made about, yeah, I like the point you made about making this practical for students, helping them find the content to be relatable. And that is the truth about money management skills, is that we all need money. We all use money every day. Students, kind of no matter their age, see money being used in their lives. They have
of
examples
course.
Of it. So when you can, yeah, when you can begin connecting some of the things we need to learn in school, some of the concepts we're learning in school, math included, with those real life practical decisions that they have to make, it's stickier for them. They can remember it better. They have a real reason to learn it, and they're more motivated, I think, to learn some of the concepts that you're covering in class. But definitely, I would say financial literacy can be incorporated in more subjects than just math. Math is definitely
a good one. Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. So students can learn about calculating loan payments with interest, or the power of compound interest in retirement planning when you're looking at math. But let's talk about like civics or social studies curriculum. Students can learn about the banking system and how their loans and savings are influenced by interest rates, say, for example. Or like in this digital age, you know, in computer class, students are learning about accessing financial products through online banking systems or by budgeting through free platforms like Mint. So really there are many different subject areas that make sense for financial literacy.
Wow, it really does. And talk to me about cha-ching, USA.org. Okay, is that the cartoon series? Cha-ching, USA.org.
It is.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yep, you got it. You got it. And you were right, first of all, to say that this is a resource that's free of charge. So we love making
free.
It available to everyone, not having money be a barrier. But cha-ching, money smart
kids. Yeah, by the way, I want to say something. Hold on, I'm going to say something about that. That's very important. We always talk about under-resourced schools, okay?
Yeah.
And there are schools that are under-resourced. Those kids lose out. I want to make the point, Jackson Charitable Foundation, and working with Discovery in this case, this is free. All right, it's free. So use it, everybody, okay? Use it, okay? You go ahead, Danielle. I just want to make that point. I want to get this free stuff out there to schools, and it's good quality stuff.
Love it. Love it. We do, too. Everything we can do to support educators being successful in the classroom with students, we're working to do. So that's awesome. Yeah, so Cha-Ching is a program that aims to empower youth across the country with critical 21st century skills by beginning with high-quality financial literacy education in elementary school, where can be fundamentally embedded into the core learning experience. So the idea here is allowing teachers to work this into what they're already teaching to students. I know I told you it's a series of 3-minute music videos with the Cha-Ching band, and so these band members have to,
it's
fun. They have to navigate all these financial decisions together. So they're working toward our core financial literacy principles of earn, save, spend, and donate. So the students kind of follow along what the band's doing and kind of experience with them all these different money decisions that they have to make. The videos have classroom activities that complement each of the videos, and then also at-home activities. So this is a really important point for us about financial literacy, is that we definitely think that there's a place for financial education in the schools and in the classroom, and want to empower teachers to start those conversations. But truly, it needs to extend to home. Families need to be talking about this, and kids truly, I think, appreciate and see most often the financial behaviors modeled by their families and the people they live with, their caregivers. And so it's important that these lessons can be extended to home. And so our program also has at-home activities. And then, of course, I mentioned those educator guides that really makes it quick to get prepared for each of the lessons.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I agree with you wholeheartedly that this needs to be taught in school. And I'm not sure if it was ever taught to me when I was in school at all. And I'm not sure if teachers, when they are in training, are told anything about this. And I know I asked it before, but the reaction when you talk to a teacher, okay, and in the back of their heads, they know this needs to be taught. They must be thrilled to see this. Okay, and I'm just trying to get that point across, that this comes out of somewhere else, but it's so easy to do and so important, and it's something they're not taught to do. And I think I have this somewhere in here. Maybe you know this. Well, how many states require financial literacy to be taught?
You know, it's about 17 states, but I don't want you to quote me because it is always changing.
That's right.
But there is a good survey of the states that looks at every year any states that have changed their legislation related to requirements for financial education. But I think what's interesting about those requirements is that they're so broad, they don't necessarily – so some states require that financial education be taught, but not to be tested. So if you're teaching something, but there's no testing, how effective can it be? Right. And some states require it to be a standalone course where for a full semester, high school students are learning personal finance, whereas others might say, well, within your economics program or any other class you're teaching, just work in some personal finance. So it's sometimes we call it the Wild West of personal finance. There's not really a hard and fast rule about how it should be done.
Yeah, and you guys are nailing this because it has to be done early. It has to be done early and then continued along the spectrum there. I mean, it just has to be done early. Otherwise, it's too hard to break into it when the kids are in, you know, later in school years. Okay? Kids
are
different.
That's when we're all beginning. That's when we're all beginning to practice money behaviors. So, yeah, you're right. Starting early is really critical.
That's really good news. I just have to mention this. You mentioned, like, the four standards that you're trying to teach kids. Earn, which is great. Save, which is great. Spend, everybody have a good time. And I love this. You had donate. Okay?
Yeah.
It can just be and earn, save, spend. And you don't need donate. But, boy, I don't know who put that in there, but that person needs to be congratulated. That's really important.
Isn't that what we're all trying to, like, aspire to in our lives, why we work to have so much money, why we work to earn and save, you know, make good decisions, is ultimately so we can help others. And students get that better than anyone else. Like, when you're, especially young students, when you're in a classroom with them and start asking about money and talking about money, they come up with ideas of how to give before you even prompt them. I was just teaching a third grade class earlier this spring, and one of my students, I have to tell you this because it's so related to what you just said. I'll call him Brandon, but he's a third grader in Lansing. And we were talking about how you can use money. Everybody was giving examples. And Brandon told me how he was hoping to do some saving because he had a birthday coming up and he thought he would be getting money. He was going to save it because he has a family that they have been taking meals to. And he really wanted to come up with more ways to help them. And so he thought he would save up some of his birthday money so he could buy something for them. And it's just like his example gets to the heart of why we want students to understand how money really works. Yeah, I mean, that's it. We want them to help others and, you know, not only build their own future, but build the future for the entire community.
Well, that is sweet. That's a great story. I love that kind of story. That, you know, those anecdotal stories are the ones that really, they sum it all up, don't they? I mean, it just, Yeah. You know, you can reach a kid like that. It's fantastic. I'm curious. You're working with Discovery. And this is just funny, kind of a funny side. I'm good friends with them. Did you find them? Did they find you? Who came up with the cha-ching thing, which is adorable, by the way? How'd it work? What was it, chicken or egg? Chicken or egg? Which one was it?
Cha-ching actually came from a sister company that previously my parent company, Jackson Charitable Foundation, was part of another company, Prudential UK, and their foundation in Asia actually developed cha-ching, so Prudence Foundation. And worked with Cartoon Network, actually, to develop the cartoons, and also Dr. Alice Wilder, who's an educational expert for children. And so they're really very sound financial education and educational content in the videos. And so anyways, they shared that resource with us, knowing that the more students who could be reached by it, the better. And so this is a resource we shared with them from starting from the videos. And then Discovery Education helped us take it one step further and incorporate the educator experience. So the classroom activities that go along with them, the family activities, and then those educator prep guides. So really we just took that seed of the videos and really brought it to life for students in the U.S.
You got a good partner there with Discovery. They reach into a lot of classrooms and reach a lot of teachers.
Yes.
You did good. And you mentioned something a minute ago, quote, you were in a third grade class teaching. Are you a teacher? Or how'd that happen? Talk about that, Danielle. Go for it.
No, I am an active community volunteer, you would say. I was teaching junior achievement in a third grade classroom, and this is another program that we use cha-ching in the third grade across the country.
Right.
Every junior achievement class that's taught has cha-ching in it. And, oh my gosh, I just find there is no better way to understand what it is like to be in a classroom than to do it, to be in a classroom.
Yep.
And so I spend time volunteering in classrooms, getting to know teachers and students and understanding, you know, what their challenges are, what some of their questions are, the things that really stick for them, so that we can provide the highest quality resources for those teachers and students.
Oh, that's so great. And you mentioned a cartoon character, Prudence. Did I hear you? Okay, Prudence. I think you're standing next to her in this picture, if I'm not mistaken. Okay?
No, Larry, I'm in Prudence.
Are you in Prudence? You're not in.
Yes,
are you
in
Prudence?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. Well, who's the woman standing next to you that looks like you?
Her name is Shalene. She's a community volunteer. And you're right. We do have some similar traits. But, yeah,
you guys
she
look
was
alike.
Teaching that class.
Your picture's right underneath. I thought it was you with a slightly different answer. That's great. So you're actually in Prudence.
Yeah, unless, you know what, Larry, we might be looking at different pictures now that I'm thinking of it. So I may be.
I'm looking at JacksonCharitableFoundation.org. JacksonCharitableFoundation.org.
Yeah, and that one, I think I'm in the costume. Suffice it to say, sometimes I'm in the costume, sometimes I'm teaching.
Okay. Now, the question is, who is Prudence? Because you mentioned Prudential. I love that name.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So just talk about that little thing. Who's that guy? I love this.
Yeah. So
That's
this
great.
Is the Prudence Foundation based in Hong Kong, and they did develop the character Prudence. And so what's great about the characters in the cha-ching band is that they all have their own personality, and they all have their own money behaviors and sort of traits and characteristics. And so Prudence is a character in the band who is very wise with money, as you might guess. She's very
careful
and cautious. She likes to save. Yes, she's always encouraging.
Oh, I see her down below here. I see Prudence. I see Prudence.
Long-term decisions.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. So there's another character in the cartoon. Her name is Charity. No surprise. She loves to help others. So she has a song about helping others. And so, that's the significance of the character. They all sort of have different traits and characteristics.
And do you answer questions when you're Prudence?
Prudence doesn't talk when she's in the costume. She's like Sparty, you know, no voice.
Right. It's hysterical. Right. It's great. How often
it
do you get out
bring
to
it
school?
To life, though.
Yeah, how long often do you get out to students. A school, Danielle? It's great. It's a riot.
Oh, often. I like to volunteer with Junior Achievement at least once each semester, so getting into classrooms, doing that, and then also visiting classrooms who invite me to come. So I would say several times a semester. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, I didn't ask this, but this is key. What does the school need in order to present your wonderful resources to them? In other words, do they need broadband? Does it come in as a tape? What do we need here?
Yep,
the technology support.
So, yeah, really just access to the internet. And
okay, cool.
You'll be able to view all the videos, download the activities and resources, et cetera. And then each of the classroom activities, if there are some supplies needed for that activity, so I don't know, could be, you know, paper, could be a whiteboard, could be whatever, it'll list that in the front so you know what you're going to need when you're getting started. These are simple requirements, things that you would have in a classroom, simple kinds of resources you would have in a classroom.
And I would think, and I hope they did, that teachers really tapped in during the pandemic. Okay, you're offering is great stuff. Okay, if I mean it's great in person, please don't misunderstand this, but it's great for virtual education as well, remote education, however you want to say that. And even I want to say this isn't bad for summer learning. Okay, this is great stuff. It's beautifully supplemental, if I may. Okay, talk about those things. What was it like during the pandemic for all the stuff you were doing?
We were pleasantly surprised to see that the number of students reached nearly tripled during the year 2020.
That's great.
I mean,
that's
here
great.
We were having all of these, having all of these challenges for schools and students, and of course the teachers having to immediately become remote and experts at remote teaching, et cetera. And I've heard so many horror stories of teachers having, you know, maybe poor internet access at home, so sitting in the parking lot at McDonald's so they could use their Wi-Fi to teach their class. I mean, just amazing the lengths that teachers would go to be with their students and to reach their students virtually. But our Cha-Ching program was really an asset that was able to be used during that time because, of course, it's digital first. So everything is available online. The videos are very easily accessed by anyone with internet. So on a phone, on a laptop, device, whatever. So students could access them at home. Teachers could access them from where they were and work through the content together. So, we were really pleasantly surprised and delighted to see that the resources could be so well used. I mean, my gosh, nobody could have predicted such a shift, and that wasn't really why we designed them that way. I mean, we wanted equitable access for the resources.
Right.
We had never imagined a fully virtual classroom experience.
Well, nobody
did. Never imagined students learning. Right. But sure enough, it did. The resources from Discovery Education translated very well into digital. And what's great is that they work very well in the classroom as well in person. So, the best of all worlds.
It is. And you know, what scares me these days, Danielle, is the teacher recruitment, teacher retention challenge. We're losing teachers like crazy. And there aren't enough coming up through the pipeline. Everybody knows this. And what I honestly believe, and I talk about it every so often, there's going to be more and more remote type of work more and more screen time for the kids. And, you know, we're going to train teachers how to do that and be very effective. And this is the kind of thing, okay, that bends itself to the future of education, which I think is fabulous. And on that note, okay, all these things are wonderful that you're doing. Do you have a next step plan? What's the next step, if there is one?
As a matter of fact, now is the perfect time for any educators who are listening to take part in our Cha-Ching Pledge Challenge, which runs through June 17th, so you've still got lots of time to get involved. And this is an awesome opportunity because a school can win $10,000 to advance financial education at their school, plus $1,000 to donate to a charity of their choice. So we've been running this challenge for several years and had schools all over the country win. And it's just so cool to hear what they do with the money. Yeah, so they maybe take their students on a field trip to a bank or buy tablets for everyone so they can do the Cha-Ching videos at their seats or, you know, all these different things that schools do with the money. And then it's also so fun to hear where they donate. So the students work together to come up with a place to donate the $1,000. So it's very easy to participate at
cha-ching.usa.org.
Say it again. Time for educators to enter cha-ching.usa.org.
And that's where they can enter the contest. That's where they can enter the contest.
Yes, that's where you enter. And you can
Cha-Ching. cha-ching.usa.org.
You got it.
Boy, am I glad I asked that question. And June 17th.
And so teachers and parents can enter. And the school with the most pledges will win the challenge. So
I'm going to make sure that I put that up here on the description so people know. Okay.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me? That's incredibly important. I'm thrilled about this. Is it on the website here? Jackson Charitable?
No.
Where is it?
On the Cha-Ching website. Cha-ching.org. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I'm on the one with your picture and Prudence. That's JacksonCharitableFoundation.org. We want everybody to go to cha-chingusa.org, right?
You got it.
I'm going to do everything I can here to get them involved. Thank you, Danielle. You're wonderful.
Thank you, Larry.
My pleasure. Are you dressed as Prudence today?
I wish.
You'll do it again soon. Yeah,
look on the
pictures. It's not, obviously, it's not you beside you, although you guys look alike. I thought it might be the same person. Okay, your picture is right there with both of you. Okay,
cool.
All right. Thank you, Danielle. You're wonderful.
Take care. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Wasn't she great? Well, what a nice, fun job. All right. Danielle Robinson, Assistant Vice President, Corporate Philanthropy, Jackson National Insurance Company, and Executive Director with Jackson Charitable Foundation. And the website you want to do is cha-chingusa.org and discoveryeducation.com. I'm Larry Jacobs. Check out everything we do at ace-ed.org and have a great day.